Let's go first, though, to some evidence that the summer ice melt in the Antarctic has increased tenfold over the last 600 years. This comes from a 364-metre-long ice core taken from the northern tip of the Antarctic Peninsula. A team from the ANU, working with the British Antarctic Survey, released the results today. At the same time, research into another set of Antarctic ice cores conducted by the University of Washington, also released this morning, paints a more complex picture, showing the climate over the past 2,000 years has varied a lot. Dr. Neroli Abram is a climate scientist at the ANU. Neroli, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thank you.
This ice core study that you've been a part of, the ice core comes from James Ross Island, near the northern tip of the Antarctic Peninsula. Ice cores reveal a lot about past climates, we know that. What did you find with this drill?
Yeah, so the reason that we're working in this part of Antarctica is that it's the part of the southern hemisphere that's warmed faster than anywhere else in the last 50 years. But obviously Antarctica is quite a remote place. We don't have very good instrumental records. So the ice cores give us a way of going back in time and putting those observations of recent warming and recent melting into a much longer term perspective so we can understand what they actually mean. So that was the reason that we went to this place. I think the findings that we're publishing today are really interesting because it's a rare insight into what melting has done in the past. And with that, we've been able to show that the levels of melting that we're seeing at the moment are really very unusual. So they're higher than at any other time in the last 1,000 years.
Okay, now I need you to tell us about that. But the period of time this ice core represents is 1,000 years, is that right?
Yeah, so for the being able to look at how much melting has happened, we've been able to extend that record right from the present day back 1,000 years.
Okay. There is always a summer melt. What does your ice core reveal about the pattern of those melts and the change in that?
Yeah, so I think one of the very interesting things, apart from showing that the melt today is higher than at any other time in the past 1,000 years, it also shows that the melt doesn't necessarily behave like we would have initially thought to temperature change. So the ice core shows us that the temperature in this part of the world has warmed gradually in steps over the last 600 years, mm-hmm. but the melt has really intensified sharply only in the last sort of half century or so. And what that is showing is that the temperature of the Antarctic Peninsula, through those many centuries of progressive warming, the climate is now at a point where we're getting more and more summers are actually going above 0 degrees and allowing melt to happen. So the climate there is now warm enough that even a small temperature increase can result in a large increase in melting.
So this is not new news in a sense, is it? That the once we get to a tipping point, in a sense, is what you're talking about?
Yeah, certainly a threshold, and melt is a really good example of where there can be thresholds in Earth's climate and environment systems. And actually what the ice core does is to just really show very nicely that those theories about that there can be thresholds in the climate system actually have played out in past warmings.
So if this intensifying of the melt in the last 50 years, it's easy, I suppose, to jump to the conclusion that human activity has warmed the climate that's led to this rise. Could there be natural climate variability at work here? Could there be a natural cause for this tenfold hike and this intensity over the last 50 years?
Yeah, there's certainly natural climate variability. And when we see that the climate in this part of the world has been warming for the last 600 years, then certainly part of that warming is due to natural causes. There have also been a lot of studies looking at the really rapid warming that's happening in the last 50 years, and a number of assessments have attributed that at least partly to human causes.
What about this other study also released today, the study out of the University of Washington from another point in Antarctica, an ice core study that drills down effectively covering 2,000 years. They've also shown the warming over the last 50 years is large, but they've got evidence suggesting a few occasions in the past where similarly large temperature changes have taken place.
Yeah, so this study is from the West Antarctic ice sheet. So I think an important point to make is that the climate of the West Antarctic ice sheet area and the Antarctic Peninsula are quite different to each other. So having different results is actually not that unexpected. And again, what this study has been doing is just to really try and put a perspective on the observations of the recent warming. And like you say, that what they've found is that the warming in this part of Antarctica, it's quite unusual, but it's not exceptional. And at this stage, it can't be confidently attributed to human causes.
But you think that's different to the evidence that you've gathered in another part of Antarctica?
Yeah, so in the Antarctic Peninsula region, the warming of the climate there has been linked to the changes in the winds that have occurred because of ozone depletion. So there's quite strong evidence that at least part of the warming is driven by changes that humans have made to the atmosphere.
Neroli Abram, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast and congratulations on this study.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Neroli Abram is a climate scientist at the ANU, and congratulations are due in part if you look at the logistics of drilling down in Antarctica to this depth. It's quite something. It's 18 minutes to 7.